Hi, it's Elizabeth Vincentelli. I'm the theater critic at the New York Post, and I'm going to be talking about The Life and Death of Marina Abramovic. It's a new production. It's actually played in Europe before, and it's now at the Park Avenue Armory until the 21st. It kind of traces her life, but doesn't really go too deep into her motivations or her psychology. I mean, the thing is, Robert Wilson, as a director, is not interested in psychology. There's no character development ever in his plays. He's strictly a visual guy. He uses actors like puppets. He places them in tableaux that look gorgeous, but there's absolutely no psychological development in his shows. It's theater devoid of characters. I think Wilson had been on remote control for a while. I felt like he was really coasting. All his shows were the same. They were often completely ridiculous. They had the kind of aesthetic that felt really passé, but this one, there's a kind of, he really clicks with the topics, and he hasn't changed his style at all, but because the subject matches his style better than some other subjects, that really works. And I thought that was his most satisfying show in a long, long time that I've seen. He really needs to click with the subject, or rather the subject needs to fit his own worldview, because he's not going to change his style. He's not going to adapt to a subject. The subject has to fit his style. And in this case, it does, because Abramovich is also about aesthetics and pacing and slowness and a kind of deliberate, this idea of endurance. And that's also very much part of what he does, like this kind of slow idea of the audience has to endure something. It's gorgeous to look at. And what does it mean? It's really up to you, really.